We can start out sports with a congratulations to the Housatonic girls soccer team. They won the Berkshire League Championship. And I'll add this on top of that for Housatonic Valley Regional High School to win a championship in a sporting event is even more impressive than it normally sounds because of the low student enrollment rate in Region 1. I mean, it's just like 330 kids at the high school. To assemble the talent, to go up against these schools that have much larger, student populations. And for a school that has a total population of, I think it's 330-something, to win a championship, congratulations to the Hoosie girls soccer team. A job well done. All right, let's bring in Mike Causey right now with a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How do we make out this weekend?
I don't know. My computer's not working.
All right. Well, I can tell you that New England
lost. How'd your Colts do? That's the one I don't know.
The Colts. Who'd they play?
They played. I don't know.
Pittsburgh?
I couldn't tell you for $1 million right now.
All right, I watched the Colts game.
Just came back on. The Colts played Pittsburgh. They lost.
They lost. Yeah. So
you're 28 and 17, and I'm 33 and 12.
All right, and the Patriots aren't going to go undefeated this year.
No, we knew that was going to happen.
One undefeated
sooner
team
or later.
One undefeated team left.
They won't go undefeated either.
No. Not in the parody-plagued NFL nowadays.
Trash league.
And you know what? Jet fans, I just don't know what to say.
Find a new team.
Ugh, man.
They're pitiful.
They started out with on fire, and then boom, that was it. The one drive.
On fire, they won one game.
I mean in the game. Started the game off. Went right down the field, scored a touchdown, looked real good, and then boom, 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 boom.
Then they looked at their uniforms.
Yeah.
And said, wait a minute, where are the Jets? This quarterback is in another world. They should drug test him like every day.
Yeah.
Because if he's not on drugs, they need to get rid of him because he stinks.
If he's not on drugs, he should be.
You ain't kidding.
That's the old saying. I think it's just playing for the Jets and their coach. I'm sorry. He came from being a lousy coach at Miami to being a lousy coach in New York. I mean, just come on.
Yep.
Give me a break. All right, well, we have to do it. I know you're picking Dallas tonight. And you know what? I want to do a no pick on this, but I can't.
You can't.
Yeah, so I've got to
just take an L. Don't pick anybody. Just take an L.
Yeah, I know. That's it. I'll take the Giants and take my L that way.
You might as well just take the L.
So we're done with that. All right. So
my computer's working again. Yay!
So we're done with that. I mean, I'm trying to think of some other good news for the NFL. I can't. You know, Green Bay.
I got that good news for the NFL. Season's half over.
Yeah. How about Green Bay? I mean, geez, they just didn't show up. Unbelievable.
Like you said, welcome to the NFL.
Just absolutely unbelievable.
Against San Diego? San Diego's no world beaters.
Well, for the Packers only to have 50 yards offense at the end of the first half?
Yeah, they didn't have over 100 until the fourth quarter, I think.
It was just, it was like they never got off the plane.
Yep.
They just never got off the plane.
Talk about a no-show.
Yeah. Now, how'd your racing do this weekend?
We did good. On Saturday, one of my picks, Belvoir Bay, won the sprint for Phillies and won the 5-furlong sprint, and he paid $31. And I wound up hitting the exact in that race a few times on my own. So that paid $260, but one of our straight out picks, Spun to Run, won the next race and paid $20, beat Omaha Beach, like I said. The double we could have played paid $400. The exacta paid $54. You could have punched that ticket until the Jets win their next game and the horse paid $20 to win. So right there was that was the day in the Breeders' Cup for me. And in the next race, I had a pick three a couple of times with our other pick, Vasilica, who lost by a head. If Vasilica would have won, you wouldn't be speaking to me this morning. Let's just leave it at that. Mattoli ran a great race in the sprint. Uni ran a nice race in the turf. And we cut Bricks and Mortar, who I said was the ultimate lock of the day, won and paid $4. So if you went with a couple long shots, and one was definitely playable, United, that exacta came back just under $140. In the classic Vino Rosso one, McKenzie lost just like I thought he would, but our runners didn't run. And Mongolian Groom broke down in the stretch, and you should have heard NBC sugarcoating it. Well, we don't know how this horse is, and it took him 5 minutes just to recognize that a horse broke down. And then if you watch the replay, which I saw on live, I didn't have to see the replay, his back left leg was just dangling. And Santa Anita is a graveyard. It took him a day to tell them that the horse was euthanized. I think he was euthanized on the track because they brought out the cover. And it's just terrible what they did to this racetrack to try to get it safe. If anybody knows anything about racing, Santa Anita used to be a hard surface with real fast times. Any race run on Friday or Saturday in a Breeders' Cup, if you turned for home more than three or four lengths off the pace, you had absolutely no shot to win. They probably put a ton of sand in this track to slow it down, and even with doing that, you still had a catastrophic breakdown. I don't know what the answer is for Santa Anita. I don't get paid money to figure out those things, but they should never have another Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, not as long as I'm alive. And if any horseman runs their horse there, then their horse is of the caliber of a Breeders' Cup horse, they should seriously reconsider it. Now, you're going to hear them say that accidents happen and this and that, but if you know anything about racing, that track was a dead track, and they doctored it up, and it's just not a safe venue to run horses.
All right. Let's go on to two stories that I think you'll enjoy. Number one, this is a high school football story. The coach of Plain Ridge High School, okay?
Where's that?
It's somewhere in New York State. He was suspended. Nassau County. Suspended on the lopsided scores policy.
Yeah, I heard about this.
His team defeated Southside High School 61-13 last Friday.
And that team was undefeated also.
Yeah. So I always said it this way about this. You have them play football. You give them the ball. You tell them to run. You tell them to do a lot of things. You don't tell them to stop playing football. You just don't.
You can't.
You just don't.
You get hurt.
Now, this is a story you'll really love. Two Rutgers.
But here's the other thing. Before you get to the other story. In Jersey, when a team gets up by X amount of points playing football, they play with a running clock. And I'm sure that they do that elsewhere.
That's what they did in Connecticut. That's what they did in Connecticut. They just run. The clock doesn't stop. It just runs.
You can't tell kids to stop playing. You can't tell them to lay down. And if the other team was undefeated, I guess they got to be pretty good. You got to take your lumps. I mean, it's sports. You got to take your lumps. You don't call in the dogs and say, stop playing. You still have to play. There's things you don't do, but you don't stop playing.
You can put your second string players in, but you want them to play hard too. I mean,
these kids are looking for an opportunity to play and make a name for themselves. You can't tell them to lay down. They're playing for scholarships too. You can't tell them to lay down.
All right. You like this because it's about Rutgers. Two Rutgers softball coaches have come under fire.
Softball coaches?
Yeah. After extensive allegations of abuse against the program's student athletes.
What kind of abuse against the athletes? What are we talking about?
I don't. They were accused of fostering a climate of fear, intimidation, and abuse.
Oh, in other words, they made them do something?
I don't know, but that's the story. Several players told they endured dangerous conditions, which left them in distress while being subjected to physical and emotional abuse.
Oh, my God. Physical and mental abuse. telling them to run, and if they don't run, they're going to play. Just, I guess listen, that can be categorized as physical and mental abuse, huh?
In one instance, the coach is accused of making the team run 6 100-yard wind sprints because the program had gone $6 over their food travel budget in March of 2019.
6 100-yard wind sprints. Wow, that's really going to kill somebody. Folks, I used to run 25 of them on myself for extra conditioning. 600-yard wind sprints is not going to kill, put fear, or intimidate a college athlete. Give me a break. Get the Pampers out for the Rutgers softball team.
Right. I can remember when I used to broadcast Housatonic football, one practice being up on a hill. There's a big hill that overlooks the field, okay? And I was there to record my coach's program. And one or two athletes had done something wrong in practice. And, I mean, this was a steep hill. And the coach said down there, okay, I want you two to run up there and tap Mr. Miles' shoes 3 times in a row.
You want to hear abuse? We came down, my school was in Jersey City. We came down to Bricktown and play a team. And they were pretty good. And they beat us. But the problem was we didn't put out. We didn't do what we had to do. So we're coming back up through New Jersey to come back to Jersey City on the bus. And everybody, well, not everybody, but some guys are on the bus having a good time, fooling around and everything. We got to the locker room. The coach went nuts. Next thing you know, we're in the gym running suicides for 20 minutes. You know how many people complained about it?
Nobody.
Zero. Because you knew you were wrong. And just like the Rutgers team overspending, you knew you were wrong. You had to pay a price. They made you run 6 sprints. Poor babies. 6 sprints. Come on. That's not even 10 minutes.